The Murder Art Virus, short story. The rapid acceleration of the news that were boasting about a new controversy had spread like plague. New murder virus had altered the civilization, the deadly virus that makes us kill. Murder virus. Madness virus. The murder art virus. Said the blog post on the net. Eva clicked the link to read the article. What had got her by surprise was the first statement. After the release of the first experimental virus that triggers the homicidal tendencies in people, in overdrive, we found out the mastermind behind its creation, Edward Prey. Eva kept on reading, for this article was an interview which no other platforms had. The actual information about the creator of this madness propelling virus, so it claimed. Reporter. Edward Prey studied sciences in the USA but eventually had made own lab in Europe. He tested the virus on lab rats as he was trying to see if the tendencies for murderous issue was of possibility to be amplified via chemical concoctions, eventually creating a virus with airborne transmission. Edward. It took quite some time, but a very odd mixture did the trick. Rats had eventually exhibited the kind of patterns of action that led to the increase of the craving for the murder. One rat with such infection had killed all the other rats in the cage, just biting them all to death. So I tried to have the same thing, but on larger animals. Rabbits, dogs, cats. Somehow nothing seemed to work. Reporter. So the whole chemical structure had only affected rats. Edward. Yes, that's what I thought at first, but it felt like I'm missing out on something. So I had an endearing idea. As we all know, human trials are not allowed. I did the illegal thing, so I contacted my friends from different parts of the world, asking them if they wanted to try out my virus. They all said it's quite funny and ridiculous thing to test, for such virus would not work. And I, too, thought that it might be another fail, until I sent them out the injections. Reporter. And your friends had taken them without any questions of the side effects, other worries? Edward. They did ask me if there could be a rash or anything else that would be visible enough to get them into hospital. I did ask them to have someone they trust to be present during this, trial. Reporter. And then it went... Edward. Then it was more than I expected. They injected themselves with virus and at first, for the first few weeks, it was a no-go. Nothing happened, nothing worked, or so we all had thought. Reporter. How did it progress from there? Edward. I must say that the news don't typically spread fast, so as I had 20 people in different countries across the globe try the virus I made, I was sure that it might not even work. But week 3 came around and that's when the show began. Reporter. Show? Edward. Yes. They had contacted me saying they're having a flu. Maybe that was connected, maybe not. They all stated they've had a slight cough for a bit. They deemed it flu or cold reaction as they had slight fever and a few days in bed. But that's when things began accelerating. I've lost contact with 2 of them, eventually finding out in the news that they've killed their roommates, neighbors, strangers on the street before they get apprehended. They're jailed, as they exhibit quite the odd temper. They don't talk. They act like any normal human would. They say that they don't remember any of the killings, yet when they see a photo of a murder scene, they explain the police in all the minuscule details of what happened to the victims. Reporter. How would you explain that? Edward, I truly feel like it became a virus that affects certain parts of brain, the sort of a dark side of the people, enabling one part to be the kind of serial killer that can't be found if they have enough knowledge and control of situation, or be the aggressive type that launches upon the victim in crime of passion, hate, or anger. Oddly enough, some are affected, some are not. Guess it depends with each individual construct of health and genetics. Ava stared at the screen. That sounds like a bunch of bullshit. She muttered, yet kept reading on. Edward. I always saw this as art. We all like it and perceive it as art, from the codes on the screen of a computer to the painting, music, dressmaking, manicure, makeup, technologies, architecture, making of something by hand, developing something online. But murder is also art. You also do it by hand. You craft with details that are special made for the victim. You apply the beauty of erasing one's life to the construct of a stage crafted, that body to be exhibited in all its magnificence, arrangement, placing, time of death to be to time of discovery, that all too has feelings in it, like any form of art does. It's not widely accepted by the public. The murder is still a form of art. Reporter, so you see murder as art. Do you view virus in this way? Edward, yes. Murder art virus is what I crafted. It applies to humans as it does to rats. It mainly accelerates under very peculiar conditions, as the perk of virus, which by me is perceived as beautiful, is to be carried around by people who are asymptomatic to conditions, as the perk of that is fantastic. And it's not like that can be diagnosed right away, for it shows up as a typical flu. Then, after another few weeks, it comes to change the very core of human, irreversibly changing the neural patterns, DNA, devising a new creature that's fantastic. Reporter, and how do you know that? Edward, same happened to rats. They too changed under certain conditions, but are a bit more widespread. To human biology, that's a bit different, but I'm glad it worked out. Reporter, are you not afraid you'll be jailed? Edward, I know that I'm being sought after, but even if I'll be brought in, I'm already aware that I'll be the new lab rat in case they get me. But right now, that wouldn't be of your interest, would it? The interview finished with the editor's note. The serial murder cases of Edward Prey are the uproar in Europe. From the placing of the victims as sculptures to making paintings on the streets with their blood, we managed to acquire this interview by contacting him via anonymous source. For the sake of survival of the interview team, we could not report it to authorities. But then again, even authorities are struggling to keep safety, as they too kill relentlessly. Ava nodded. Indeed, not a single human is safe now.